T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Do the Houston Texans have a slot corner problem? Let's get into this, man, because John McClain of the Houston Chronicle and Sports Radio 610 told the Texans Talk podcast that Colvin might get cut. If the Texans cut Colvin, it is a $10.5 million dead cap hit. Again, I want to reiterate and make perfectly clear, he didn't say that he would get cut. He brought up the possibility that it might happen, because in the excerpts from the podcast, McClain makes points about how it's just kind of not working out right now. So, Clint, we've seen upwards of 10 practices here so far. Have you seen Aaron Colvin in such a light that you think we have a slot corner problem and maybe a move would have to be made? What's your eye on that?
I think you've got a cover corner problem. I mean, and it starts with depth, and there's a problem across the board. I mean, you've got a 14-year vet who is playing at a high level, but he's a 14-year vet. And so that could very possibly we see vets of that, and not that J. Joe is even remotely close to this. Everything we've seen, he's still the mouthpiece for the defense. He's a go-getter. I told y'all last week, in Green Bay, the very first team drill, I think it was the first pass play of the first team drill. He goes up, climbs the ladder versus Vontae Adams and breaks up. He gets a PBU to open up the joint practices, essentially. So there's no doubt he's still there. But the truth of the matter is, you've got a 14-year vet at one corner, and you've got a one-year prove-it deal with a guy that's been inconsistent, but he's unbelievably talented at the other corner. And then you got a depth issue with that, okay? So however they find a way to get their three best corners. We talked about it on the show yesterday, Rick, right? What was it? 75% of the pass plays in 2018 involved three wide receivers or more.
That's correct.
I mean, that tells me that you better have a very, very deep cover corner room. And right now, I just don't see how, even if Aaron Colvin is not the guy that you hoped he would be when you signed him, I do not see how, as of today, with the contract issue that you just mentioned, with the depth issue, with just the fact that you've got a lot of guys that just haven't done it. I mean, you've got a lot of young guys that just flat haven't done it. And so when I'm talking about this team, I just don't see how Aaron Colvin is even in the conversation of being released.
I agree. And the Texans have an out after this season, okay? A lot of four-year deals are essentially two-year deals for the team to kick a tire or two on this player and then have an out, have an escape hatch after a couple of years. That's what's going on here with Aaron Colvin. And I promise you, ladies and gentlemen, if Aaron Colvin does not step up and solidify that slot corner position, he will not be a Texan in 2020. He has a dead cap hit next year of $2 million. He has a dead cap hit in 2021 of $1 million. That's peanuts relative to how a team stacks the salary cap. Now, you don't want any dead cap money, but that's a reasonable amount and nothing that would preclude a team from cutting a guy with a dead cap hit of $2 million and $1 million over the next 2 years. Even with the Texans' salary cap room, to take a $10.5 million dead cap hit, Michael Lombardi would tell you, GMs just don't operate that way unless he completely face plants during the season.
Well, look, Rick, you're talking about if Colvin is a guy that's not a Texan this year, then I believe there's two options. I believe Brian Bodie Calhoun is a guy that's come in here and played really, really well. I think they're excited about his future.
He's active. He's a ball hawk. I like him.
I like him. I like the way he's built. He's built in a way. I don't care what he weighs or how tall he is. When you look at him in person, he's built in a way that he's can be physical. He's a guy that a body type that typically can stay healthy, can withstand the beating that the playing defense in the NFL throws at you. But you're talking about him playing in a slot and then leaving the two outside corners as is, or you're talking about Lonnie Johnson improving and proving to the coaching staff that he can play outside corner and then moving Bradley Roby inside. Those are two possibilities. Obviously, look, there's Johnson Batamosi. There's Brian Bodie Calhoun. There's Derek Beatty Jr., Jermaine Kelly Jr., Deontay Burton. Xavier Crawford was a draft pick this year. There's a lot of different ways this thing can unfold, but there's a lot of unknown with this entire group. There's a lot of bodies in camp, but there's a lot of unknown. So the two that I think you can, again, that you can whittle this, narrow this thing down to is Calhoun playing in a slot or Bradley Roby bumping into the slot and Lonnie Johnson playing an actual corner. For everybody listening, we're talking about the report by John McClain that essentially what the way I took it was that Colvin is in question. His job is in question, and to say the least. And so I just don't see how that's possible. But if it were, you're talking about a true rookie who didn't make it through the second, didn't even get a chance to dress out in the second joint practice against Green Bay. And not that he's not a great player, but that just shows that he's not ready to be an everyday player right now. He's still in the learning process. Or a guy, Brian Body Calhoun, bumping inside and playing slot. I just don't see how the result, even if all that does happen, I don't see how the result is Colvin not being a Texan. I just can't wrap my head around it. Right now, I think the best unit is on the field if Colvin's involved.
Well, the New Orleans Saints love to line up Michael Thomas in the slot. If you watch Saints football, and Clint does, he knows. And they move him all over. They put him in motion to the right, motion to the left. He's their guy. But they love slot patterns to Michael Thomas. Little seam routes, duck-ins, little out patterns, and just breeze, three-step drop, it's out. And that's going to be Aaron Colvin a lot of times, having to cover him in those scenarios.
Well, but, Rick, if that happens, that's on rack. You know what I mean? That's in man situations, if Aaron Colvin, who if he is in trouble of making it being on the roster, if he's fallen short and not, even if he is on the roster and he's not the guy that you thought you were getting from Jacksonville, you know what you have. Aaron Colvin should not end up covering Michael Thomas in man-to-man situation. Now, if he's in the slot, if it's a bunch formation, they're more than likely going to play a lot of zone. And so he may appear to be covering, but he's really covering a zone. He may be disrupting off the line of scrimmage, but he's really playing a zone. If this game unfolds and the New Orleans Saints are able to get the matchup of Michael Thomas on Aaron Colvin multiple times to where it impacts this game, that's on rack. That ain't on Aaron Colvin. That ain't on Bill O'Brien and the fact that the roster's not right. I don't want to hear all that crap. That you know your personnel, and you know that if a corner is going to man up on Michael Thomas, it better be Bradley Roby or J.J. And I don't know if that's a good idea. You know, I think you've really got to – Rack talked in a podcast. I heard it earlier. He talks about these new age offenses and it being a matchup game and needing certain guys to play certain matchup games. That's a chess match, man. And at the end of the day, if Michael Thomas ends up on Aaron Colvin, that ain't on Aaron Colvin. That's on rack, man. That's got to be the D coordinator in the plan that eliminates how many times they're able to get Michael Thomas on Aaron Colvin, because ultimately that's what they want to do.
Yeah,
you got to take that away immediately.
They're going to try to do it. You know, it's a mismatch game. Talking about Romeo Crennel and how he stacks up the cornerbacks against Michael Thomas. We're talking about John McClain, who was on the Texans Talk podcast, and this is a direct excerpt of that from Texans Wire. John McClain said, "I don't know if Aaron Colvin is going to be able to cut it, even though he's doing everything he can do." He goes on to say, "I may be wrong. He may get games, and all of a sudden he starts making plays like crazy and be here for 5 years. But right now, I think they need to find another one." Ouch, babe. John McClain hearing things and seeing things. And, I mean, based on that right there, that's strong. Right now, I think they need to find another one. Talking about slot corner Aaron Colvin. Does that make you feel uncomfortable hearing that? Are you okay with that?
No, I'm not going to debate Mad Dog's report. I mean, I think there he has definitely put himself in a position with last year and this year where there is some extreme competition with the cover guys on this team. And I don't doubt at all that that Calhoun or one of these other guys could step up and push him for that starting job. But that's different than releasing a guy. That's different than a guy not being here, right? So he may not be a starter, but my point is that this the cover guys on this team, if you look at Michael Clay, he's an ESPN writer, he's got these cover guys ranked as the number 20th cornerback unit. That includes the slot corner. He's got them ranked at number 20, which I think is generous based off of last year. But that number 20, 20th ranked cornerback unit is with Colvin in it. I mean, he's got to be part of the five or six DBs. To hear Romeo Crennel talk offense, it may even be seven DBs. I mean, you got to keep a ton of cover guys in this league. When I say seven, I'm talking about safeties as well. So it actually be more than that then if you count the safeties. So
four safeties and what, five corners?
Yeah, I mean, it's four or five for sure. I mean, if Aaron Colvin's on a bubble and he's a question mark, you probably got to keep an extra one to compete with him.
There you go.
I mean, it's just it screws the numbers up if Colvin's not the guy right there. And I just, wow, if he's not in that five or six number, man, he must have fell off big time versus when they signed him, or at least what their expectations were last year when they acquired him.
No doubt. And look, here's what I want you to talk to, though, because – and it's a difference, right? Jordan Thomas is on a contract well below $1 million, but they do have a pick invested in him in a good one. And you said a day or two ago, Clint, you know, like he's looked good. We like him. We want him to make the team. But if this hamstring continues to linger and keep him out, Jordan Thomas, that he might be on the cut line, which based on our thoughts and projections heading into training camp is nutty talk. But so he's under $1 million per year. Aaron Colvin, again, $10.5 million dead salary cap hit for this season. So talk to me about that and how money might keep Aaron Colvin afloat with the Texans.
Yeah, well, I mean, you just, like you said, dead cap space. I mean, they got room. They can do it if they need to. But, I mean, is that really a way that you want to go out? You know, I mean,
and it's not great business in the NFL.
Yeah, and if he's just not going to cut it and he's not in your top five or six guys, hey, man, you got to, sometimes it's better to cut bait. But for me, I need to spend another week. I'm going to spend this. I tell you what I'll do, Houston and Rick. I'll spend this next week really dialing in on that slot corner and try to get some my eyeballs on it so that I can give you some serious inside information relative to who I see struggling and who I see not making the team, but at least being in that five or six cover corner unit.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto-pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto-pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well-qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.